Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, let's see where we... We're on page 12. Did we do all of page 12? Vitadibhat Kinchit Karatvat? Vitadibhat Akinchit Karatvat, the very last. Are we on page 13? Let's stop on the top of page 12. We did do some of this, but then it'll... right?
I think we stopped with something like an infinite regress.
Anavastha Patat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll just read this over to... we'll read it, I'll translate it, retranslate it, and then we'll continue on, okay, from the top of page 12. So please repeat after me. Sambandohi Tavat.
Sambandohi.
Samyogo va samavayo va syat. Sambandantarasya etra asambhavat. Natavat samyogaha. Tasya dravyamatra dharmatvat. Adravyatvat Chaitanyasya. Just make sure that door is closed and then you can wander around. Adravyatvat Chaitanyasya. Napi samavayaha.
Napi samavayaha.
Anavasta patat. I'm going to read it through the Sandhi. You repeat after me. Sambandaha hi tavat samyogaha va samavayaha va syat.
That's too long.
Sambandaha hi tavat.
Sambandaha hi
tavat. Do you have your hand out?
I don't. I didn't
want to.
So I'm okay.
No. You take this one. That's not going to work. You have to have one.
You have to memorize?
Oh. Everybody with me now?
Destroying the house. I'm sorry.
Make my bedroom. Shut the bedroom door. Leave all the other doors open and shut the kitchen door. We'll be fine. Because see, let him wander around. It doesn't matter. Just.
Pardon me. He's okay. He's just looking for some goodies in there.
He's thirsty.
He's all right.
What does the sentence start with, the first one?
Sambandohi
tavat. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, sambandaha hi tavat.
Sambandaha hi tavat.
Samyogaha va samavai. Samyogaha va.
Samyogaha
va. Samavayaha va.
Samavayaha va.
Syat.
Syat.
Sambanda antarasya.
Sambandha
antarasya. Petra asampavat.
Petra
Na tavat samyogaha.
Na tavat samyogaha.
Tasya dravya matra. Okay, tasya dravya.
Tasya dravya.
Matra dharmatvat.
Matra dharmatvat.
Adravya tvat chaitanyasya.
Adravya tvat chaitanyasya.
Na api samavayaha.
Na api samavayaha.
Anavastā pātāt.
Anavastā pātāt.
Samavayaha hi sambaddhaha.
Samavayaha hi sambaddhaha.
Samavayi now sambaddhāti.
Samavayi now sambaddhāti.
Asambandhaha va.
Asambandhaha va.
Na tavat asambaddha.
Na tavat asambaddha.
Gata adivat.
Gata adivat.
Akinchit karatvat.
Akinchit karatvat.
Okay, I think this is just a sentence. We did all of this except the last sentence? Or do you have the last sentence? Even that part? Okay. I'm going to just, I know that we did a lot of this, so I'm just going to kind of quickly translate it in order that you remember what it says. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. It says, we're talking about whether the Atma and consciousness can have a dharma-dharmi bhava, a relationship of, between attribute and substantive. Whether consciousness can be an attribute of the Atma, which is the Dharmi. Dharma means attribute here. Dharmi, that comes from Dharmin, that in affect shows possession. Right? So the Dharmi Dharma Bhava is the a relationship between the attribute and substantive. And so the Vaisheshikas want to say that the relationship between the Atma and consciousness is one of attribute and substantive, where the Atma itself is a substantive which has a quality called consciousness. That means that the substantive itself is what we call a dravya. It's something in its own right. And it has this quality which is also something. So the quality is having a relationship with the substantive. So Atma actually, from the Vaisheshika standpoint, is without consciousness, right? Because consciousness is an attribute of it. So in the Vaisheshikas, they divide everything into categories, and the Atma is considered one of the dravyas, one of the things. The five elements are, each one of the five elements is a thing. The Atma itself is considered a thing. The Manas is a thing. What we call space, as opposed to Akasha, which is ether, space and time are each viewed as a thing, even though they are, in a sense, just different aspects of space. Still, they look at them as dravyas, as separate things. Qualities are also a category, and consciousness would fall into a category. And that category, the categories themselves, are all existent. Right? They are considered as reals. And so being real, they have to come into relationship with each other and with something else. The qualities always are dependent on a substance, because a quality, being a quality, can't hang out by itself. It's always going to be in relationship to a substance. So what is bringing about the relationship between a real quality and a real substance? And so normally that relationship would either be one of samyoga or samavaya. So that's where what we're looking at now. So it's a Vaisheshika, Nyaya Vaisheshika argument, where the Nyayas accept the Vaisheshika's treatment of reality, which divides reality into these categories. So we went over some of that last week. So here it says,
sorry, you should go on and remember this.
Yeah. Maybe he has to sit outside.
Why'd you start sleeping?
Because this is new territory for him. He's not comfortable here. He doesn't know this place. let's go over this because we've already done it before and Kiki can catch up.
Okay.
So sambandha hi tavat. He means because the sambandha, which means a connection or an association, in the nyaya vaisheshika is really only of two types, samyogaha or samavaya. Right, so it says, sambandha hi, because a sambandha, a connection, tavat, is only, tavat means is only, it's giving emphasis, is only samyogaha va samavayaha va syat. It's definitely syat. Tavat syat, it's definitely only going to be two things. Samyoga. Samyoga means when two separate dravyas, like two separate objects, come together. Because they can come together and then they can go apart. Like they use the example of two balls rolling, they hit each other, there's a samyoga, right? They're connected, but then they can break apart. And they still keep their, each one of them keeps their independence in the reality. Nothing happens to them when they come together, nothing happens to them when they go apart. That's samyoga. The other, another example they use is if I have a pen in my hand and I'm writing, there's samyoga there. There's a relationship between the pen and the hand and then the hand on the desk. Those are all samyogas because I can take the pen, there can be dissociation. I can take the pen away from the hand, I can take the hand away from the table. Mm-hmm. Right? Everything keeps its order. It keeps its integrity. In samavaya, which we call inherent relationship, that isn't true. With a samavaya, the inherent relationship, if you take away a part of it, the substantive itself falls apart. Like, for instance, if you have this we call a lamp. But if I take away part of the lamp, because it's actually a bunch of parts put together to make this whole, this thing that we call a lamp. So we say the parts to a whole are inherent. They're inherent to the whole. You take a part away, the whole falls apart, right? It's the same if you have the relationship of a quality to a substantive. If you take the quality away from it, like the red from a rose, you know, or even if we take the away from the rose, it's going to spoil the rose. I can't take the red away without spoiling the rose. Even if I look at, in a sense, parts to the whole, like threads to cloth. If I take the threads out of the cloth is destroyed, right? So the cloth is so totally dependent on the threads for its being. So that's an inherent relationship. If you take them apart, you lose them, right? You lose the thing. So that's called samavaya. Okay, so here he says there can only be, the connections here are only of these two types, samyoga and samavaya. Then this other second part of the sentence, sambandha antarasya atra asambhavat, because another type of because of the impossibility of another type of connection here, sambandha connection antara other atra here asambhavat. Asambhava means impossibility, because of the impossibility of another type of connection here. This is a Vaisheshika argument. The two types of connections are samyoga and samavaya. Okay? That's what they count as a category. There are all kinds of other types of connections that we can look into, but those are outside of this context. Okay? So here we only have these two, samyoga and samavaya. Now here it says natavat samyogaha. Everybody see that? Natavat samyogaha. Tavat, definitely, certainly. Na samyogaha. It's not samyoga. Why? Tasya drabhya matra dharma pot. Because that samyoga can only be a quality, a dharma, of only matra, only of dravyas. For there to be samyoga, you have to have two things coming together, two things that have independent reality, and then they can have a samyoga with each other. The relationship between a dharma, an attribute, and a substantive can never be samyoga, because one doesn't have independence. It's not a dravya. There's only a certain number of dravyas that the Vaisheshikas accept, which I listed, okay? So there can't be That type of independent connection between two things, why? Because Chaitanya is not a dravya. So that's what he says here. Sambandha antarasya atra asambhavat. Because of the impossibility here of another sambandha, then natavat, so we've got those two, so natavat samyogaha, certainly it's not going to be samyoga. Tasya dravya matra dharmatva. Because that being a dharma only of dravyas, and a dravyatvat chaitanyasya. Chaitanya is not a dravya because of consciousness being a dravya. Consciousness is not a thing, right, in its own right. Consciousness is considered to be here a dharma which is dependent upon consciousness, dependent upon the Atma. Consciousness is a dharma dependent upon the Atma. It is not considered itself as a dravya, as an independent thing. So it just can't come into association like two balls or myself hitting each other or myself holding a pen. Consciousness isn't a dravya to have a samyoga relationship with the Atma. So I think they did that. But now he says, nor na api samavayaha, nor can it be a samavaya relationship. Why? Anavasta patat. Because of that being the deed, the pata means it will descend into, it will fall into, it will fall down into. And sometimes pata, you can just say defect. If you look it up in the dictionary, it say all these things. So anavasta patat. Because of falling into anavasta, infinite regress, means there's no end. Okay, so now he has to prove that. So anavasta pata, you can say just because of the pata, the defect of anavasta, of infinite regress, or you can say because it would lead into or fall into anavasta. Anavasta. Usually when we say anavasta, we say anavasta dosha, the defect of infinite regress. So you can take pata here to mean dosha because of the defect of infinite regress, or the defect, pata, like dosha, of anavasta, infinite regress. So it could lead into anavasta, infinite regress.
Does anavasta also mean like statelessness?
Yes.
Like there's no
state. No bottom to it. No place.
Like, oh, that's why it's used in the sanskrit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Philosophically, it means infinite regress, but it also, avasta is a state or a situation or a stable platform, right? Just in vyavahar, in ordinary language. And so anavasta means there is no state, there is no place for it to land. But here, philosophically, we'll use anavasta as infinite regress, right? Goes on successively without being able to find a bottom. And so if you use Optes, which is the dictionary I like, it'll always give, if there's a philosophical meaning to a term or a grammatical meaning to a term, as well as just ordinary layperson's language, it'll say that in philosophically it means this. Grammatically, it is used in this way, right? So it'll make that type of a breakdown. Okay? Are we together now in Samavayo? Everybody have their place? Okay. Did we just read this? Let's read it. Samavayaha hi sambandhaha. I'm breaking the sandhi, right? Samavayo hi sambandhaha. Samavayaha hi sambandhaha. Samavayi now. Sambadnati.
Sambadnati.
Asambaddho va. That would be asambaddha va, right? Breaking the sandhi. Asambaddha va. Na tavat asambaddha. Gatadivat akinchit karatvat. Gata Adi Vat. Akinchit. Katatwat. Now remember I said they will make a what we call pratignya. It's like the introductory statement of a logical syllogism. They say it, and then they explain it. So your mind, it will naturally bring about a pratignya, like the first statement in a syllogism, if you don't understand it, or if you don't already know the whole syllogism, your mind will immediately go, well, how is that? Right? So if it says, it can't be a samavaya, the relationship between consciousness and the Atma cannot be a samavaya, because it will lead to infinite regress. What does your mind say? What? How is that? Right? That's what we call akanksha. The statement brings about a sense of incompletion, incompleteness that has to be satisfied. We also use akanksha in terms of an incomplete thought, even in a sentence. If I went like, oh, you know, oh. Are you ready for you need the rest of it, right? You know?
It looks like anticipation.
Anticipation or expectancy. We translated it, it brings about an expectancy. And that expectancy then he should now satisfy, right? Okay, so let's see. So the expectancy, the akanksha that's being brought out here is nor also samavaya. Why? Because of the defect of infinite regress. Anavasta patat. Okay. So why? Is the samavaya, because this is like a question that he is, because samavayaha sambaddha, two nominatives, samavayaha sambaddha. A samavaya which is connected, samavayaha which is sambaddha. Samavayi now, sambadnati. We're going to make a question. Does the samavaya, this inherent relationship, which is connected, means connected to what? To the dharma or dharmi, to the atma or the consciousness. So does the samavaya, a samavaya which is connected, sambaddha, sambadnati, connect, the samavayins, the samavayi now. This is an accusative dual. Now, here's the problem. You won't know what they're talking about, right? Because this is the problem. In the Vaisheshika, the Vaisheshika deals with the realities that are there in the creation. And they're called categories. All of these categories are considered to be existent. Each category is an existent thing in itself. Samavaya is, which means inherent relationship, is not even considered a quality. Quality also is a category. And within that category, there are many, many things, right? So the quality is considered a category, and the samyoga, two things coming together, falls under the context of quality. And the quality would be dependent, by its very nature, would be dependent on a substantive. That the nature of a quality is that it depends on the substantive in order for it to exist. Right? Everybody see that? Like red depends upon, it depends upon the rose for it to exist, like that. But they don't even have samavaya, inherent relationship, as a quality. They have it itself as a category. It is one of the categories. That means they view it as an existent thing in the creation. Right? So that would mean now we have the Atma and consciousness. Consciousness is going to be a quality, but it is not a dravya itself. And so because it's not a dravya, it's not a thing in itself, it has to come into relationship somehow, according to the Vaisheshikas. It has to come into relationship somehow with the Atma, which is a thing. It can't come into relationship by samyoga, because it doesn't have independent dravyatvam, thingness. So the only way it can be connected to consciousness is through samavaya, which is an inherent relationship. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
But they see this inherent relationship as being a thing, a category unto itself. And now it's this category, samavaya, that has to connect consciousness with Atma. So now the question is, this samavaya, which is its own category, how does it do that? How does it itself, the samavaya itself, come into connection with consciousness and with Atma? What is it, what connects it to it? You can't say that the samavaya is asambaddha, because that would be like a pot. You have consciousness, you have Atma here, consciousness here, and this other dravya, which we call the samavaya, here. So now you have three things. There's no relating of them if it's not connected. So this samavaya has to have some way of connecting to the consciousness and the Atma in order for it to do its job of creating this inherent relationship. Do you see the kind of problems these philosophical systems get themselves into? It's a very difficult situation, because what it means is, of course, if it has no connection, then it's totally irrelevant, which this will say. If the samavaya, which is an independent category, is not connected to the consciousness to bring it into relationship, to an inherent relationship with the Atma, then there's nothing to talk about here. It's totally useless. But if it is connected, right, then what type of connection is it going to be? So that's his question. So let's look at this again. And he'll go build on this now. He says, samavayaha hi sambandha. Because, he says, the samavaya is, first of all, in the previous sentence, the samavaya relationship is not possible because it will lead to infinite regress. He, because, if the samavayaha, which is sambandha, does it connect the two samavayins? The two samavayins are those things, consciousness and Atma, which have to be connected in an inherent relationship. So consciousness has to be connected, and it has to have a samavaya in order to connect it to the Atma. The Atma is a samavayi, which has to have a samavaya to connect. They have to connect to each other.
But then, according to this philosophical system, how is the redness of the rose possible? You know, how is any samavaya relationship possible then?
Well, this
doesn't that have the same difficulty?
Has the same difficulty. You have to say, but let me not go there right now. Okay, that's a good question. I had the same thought myself. Okay, so now, but let's stay with this. Okay, and I found my place. Being connected, does it connect the two samavayis or unconnected? Does it connect it? Do you see this asambaddha va there?
Mm-hmm.
Or being unconnected. So does the samavaya, being connected, sambadnati, connect, samavayi now, accusative dual, the two samavayis, or does it stay unconnected? That's the argument. Then he says, natavat asambaddha. Natavat asambaddha. Certainly not unconnected. Certainly it can't be unconnected. Okay? The samavaya can't be unconnected to consciousness and to the Atma. So it says, natavat asambaddha. Why? Gatadivat akinchit karatvat. Because akinchit karatvat, that would do nothing. Karatvat, because of producing karatvat, akinchit. Because of not producing anything, it won't take you anywhere. Gatadivat. Like a pot, the samavaya would become useless, because it is a category, like a pot or anything else is a category. But if that category has no connection to consciousness or to the Atma, it doesn't amount to anything. So that unnegates akinchit karatvat, means because of being futile, then because of not doing anything. Everybody see that? Akinchit karatvat. because of being useless, because of not amounting to doing anything. Gatadivat, like a pot, etc. Pot is just another dravya, it's another thing, right? And if it's unconnected, what use does it have? It's futile. That means it has to be connected. But if it's connected, that's another problem. Let's try. Read after me. Sambandhas chait. Sambandhas chait. With their place? Do you have your place, Lisa?
It's down at the bottom.
Okay. Okay, sambandhas chait. Samyoga de rabhavena. Samavayasyapi. Samavaya antaram. Abhyupagantavyam. Hi, Carol. Just saw you in there. Sambaddhas chait, follow to me. Sambaddha chait. Samyoga adehe. Samyoga adehe. Abhavena. Samavayasya api. Samavaya antaram abhyupagantavyam. Abhyupagantavyam. Abhyupagantavyam.
These are new words.
It's a common word though. Sambaddha chait. If connected, right? Chait, if. Sambaddha, nominative singular, sambaddha chait. If connected, samyoga dehe abhave, abhavena, because of the abhava, the non-existence, because of their not being, because of the non-existence, existence of samyoga, etc. here. Samyoga adehe is in the genitive singular. So abhavena is used in causal because of the abhava, the non-existence of samyoga, etc. Remember, you have to remember back because samyoga or any other type of connecting, sambandha, is not possible because consciousness is not a dravya. So it doesn't exist in this it's an absence. So you could say, instead of non-existence, you could say because of the absence or the non-existence of samyoga, which requires two dravyas, or anything else, any other type of connection. They're not applicable here. So because of that, samavayasya api, for the samavaya also, even for the samavaya, samavaya anantaram abhyupagantavyam, another samavaya for this samavaya, another samavaya for the samavaya has got to be accepted. Okay? Because you need a samavaya, you need something to connect the samavaya to the consciousness and to connect the samavaya to the atma. What is it going to be? What's going to be the connecting link between the samavaya itself and the atma? And the samavaya, because it's a thing, right? So this is why it leads to infinite regress. You continually need something to connect the thing to the thing. So when you can imagine when they get into this Purvapaksha Siddhanta, when they get into the debates, how hair-splitting it becomes. And it's hair-splitting, but it's also very valid. You know, the Vedantin here is just kind of attacking this whole system. He said it doesn't work, you know, because you have no way to connect this samavaya, which you consider itself to be a category. You need something to connect it to consciousness. and to the Atma in order for it to do its job of creating an inherent relationship. But you can never get that connection because every Samavaya itself is going to need something to connect it. And there is no other thing. There's no Samyoga possible. There is no other type of connecting link. So you're going to end up in an infinite regress. So that's what he's going to say here. Read after me. So, abhyupagantavyam, you would have to accept that, okay? Evam, read.
Evam.
Parampara, apekshayam, anavastapataha, visarga is dropped there, so anavastapata, iti, yet kinchit etat. He says, evam, in this manner, let me do the sandhi, evam, parampara, parampara, apekshayam, anavasta pataha iti yet kinchit etat. In this manner, when there is parampara apekshayam, locative feminine, locative singular, like sitayam, okay? So we would say, when there is apeksha, when there is dependence, parampara, successive dependence, parampara, you know the guru parampara?
Yeah.
Guru sisha, goes back infinitely. Right? Who's the first guru? It's like chicken, egg. Right? So because it's successive dependence, so it says when there is successive dependence, sorry, I lost my place. When there is successive dependence, anavasta pataha, there is the defect, the pata, of anavasta, infinite regress. There is the defect of infinite regress. So when it's like this, when there is successive dependence, evam, like in this manner, evam, parampara, apekshayam, anavasta pataha, iti. There is anavasta pataha, there is the defect of infinite regress. Okay? Yet kinchit etet. Everybody thinks, oh, thank God. He says, that literally it means, okay, this is just a little something. Kinchit means, kinchit being used in, as an indeclinable, it means just a little bit. So that which we've said, what we've said, this is just a little bit. Means we've just tipped, touched the tip of the iceberg type of thing. We've just touched into this a little bit, just to give you a flavor of the problem. Okay, so yet kinchit etat. So this is just a little something for you to think about.
So can we leave it now?
Yes.
Carol, can I ask if it does antara mean both other, but also does it mean to inside?
I think this antara might be able to mean inside. Antara means inside. Antara. But antara usually means difference or between two things, right, or another. Though if we look it up, it might mean inside also, but antara is usually difference or between two things.